Barn Cat Jones presents Wealth Redistribution, a case study.
Psst. Hey, guy, come here.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Don't move. Act natural. This is a holdup. I've got a gun in my coat pocket pointed at your chest.
Okay, don't shoot. Let me reach in and get my wallet.
Nice and slow. Yeah, that's it. Now take out $10 and give it to that homeless guy over there on the park bench.
What? You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. He's hungry and he needs your 10 spot.
So you're taking my money at gunpoint to give to somebody else?
That's right.
Well, why don't you just give him the $10 yourself?
I don't have it.
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, this isn't a very ethical way of helping people out.
On the contrary, my actions are the very zenith of compassion. I see a man in need, you've got the money, I've got the gun. You see, I'm committed to helping out the less fortunate. You should be praising my actions instead of complaining, unless you're greedy.
No, I'm not greedy. I give money to charity regularly, including the downtown mission that helps guys like that. But just what do you mean by less fortunate, anyway?
You, sir, won life's lottery. The luck of the draw, the roll of the dice.
So it's just a matter of dumb luck, huh?
Pretty much.
Well, I disagree. I mean, there's an element of luck in there somewhere, of course. There always is. But where we end up also has a lot to do with our choices. That guy over there on the park bench, he sits there in that same spot all day, every day, with a bottle of wine and a paper bag. I would imagine that has something to do with why he's sitting there, don't you think?
No, he's sitting there because he's a victim of the system. He's a casualty in the war between the haves and the have-nots.
What are you talking about? I'm not at war with anybody. I worked hard and sacrificed a lot to get to this point.
The rich don't get ahead without taking from the poor. When you receive, someone else loses.
But that's absurd. You're talking as if we have a finite pile of money sitting in a vault somewhere, and if I earn a lot of money, I'm diminishing the pile and depriving someone else of their share. That's a crazy way to look at economics. But let's get back to the fact that you're robbing me. Okay, what gives you the right to point a gun at me and take $10 by force? This is my $10. If I want to give it to that guy over there, I will. And I may. I've helped homeless people before. But if I don't, well, that's up to me, isn't it?
Look, that man's need trumps your ownership. It's a matter of social justice. He's entitled to your money because he needs it more than you do.
Whether he needs it more than I do, that's not for you or anyone else to determine.
That's where you're wrong. It is for me to determine.
Well, and just why is that?
I've got a gun pointed at your chest.
Tune in again for Barn Cat Jones Presents. You might just learn something, but probably not.
Hey, y'all, this is Barn Cat Jones. I invite y'all back here to learn more about the economics of hope and change.
This episode has been brought to you by Solyndra.
Solyndra!